Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everybody, live on the 22nd day of April 2014. It's 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the Perspective Power Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. The show is called Attitude of Gratitude, and I'm so grateful that you tuned in. I'm also grateful for the wonderful music of award-winning artist David Martinka, and you can find his music at redbellymusic.com and funshadows.net, and I know you will enjoy it. Oh my gosh, Earth Day! Happy Earth Day, everybody! Now, there are those out there that say Earth Day should be every day, and let's split some hairs and say absolutely I agree. However, there is an official celebration, and it happened to fall right here on the day of our program. And I said, you know what? We're going to do Attitude of Gratitude focused on Earth Day, and all things wonderful, growing and enjoying and glowing, all about Mother Earth. You know, Earth Day started in New York, a bunch of students back in 1970, believe it or not, long time ago, 45 years ago, got together in March of all times, right around the beginning of spring, to create Earth Day and its celebration. And it was later moved to the 22nd of April. And then in 1980, Canada joined in. And then in 1990, it went international with over 141 countries participating. There are just innumerable celebrations and movements, foundations, dedications here in 2015 that are going on all around the world to celebrate Earth Day. So one of the things that I thought would be really interesting from my vantage point would be to think about Earth from the most minute energy of it, which is actually its largest energy. And what I mean by that is the most minute energy, let's see if I can say that without laughing, to me would be the one you cannot see. Because if you look outside your window, car window, home window, office window, step out through any door, you're going to see Earth. Why? Because that's what you're standing on. Look down, look around, look forward, it's right there. So that's its largest presence, the visible Earth. But I'm talking about the invisible Earth right now, and that invisible Earth is love, plain and simple. The invisible, to me, which is, as I said, the most minute aspect, is the one you cannot see. However, it's its largest gift. Its largest gift is love. The food comes from the earth. You have a place to stand. You have a place to live. You get to build your home, as do all the other species and energies around. So to give gratitude to the earth every single day makes all the sense in the world. To give gratitude to the earth today, Earth Day 2015, which is April 22nd, for those who are listening in archive, makes as much sense. Why? Because there's just so many people focused on that idea and energy of sending gratitude to the earth. Sending gratitude to the earth for whatever it means to you. You know, I can say, I love you, and it means a lot of different things to everybody that hears it. But I know what it means coming from me. So when you send your gratitude to the earth, when you put out there that energy that says love, respect, appreciation, gratitude to the earth, or Mother Earth, as many of us will refer to this beautiful little planet, third from the sun, that doesn't have to mean the same thing that everybody else means it. There's no sliding scale. There's no comparison that says, well, you love earth more than you love earth, and your love is better than that person's love. There's no such thing. It cannot happen. Love is love is love. How you love is how you love, and how you show your love is how you show your love. So show your love. What would be some of the ways you could show gratitude to the earth? Simply step outside and say thank you. Look outside and say thank you. Thank you is the greatest prayer in the world. Thank you. Thank you. You don't even have to look down when you say it. Look up. Look at the trees. The trees are rooted in the earth. Their energy goes all the way down, grounds and secures, and it pulls the love of Earth up, and it manifests in the beautiful trees that you see all around you. It manifests in the beautiful flowers that you see all around you. So you can appreciate a flower and be showing gratitude to the Earth. You can appreciate the sky and be showing gratitude for the Earth. Why? Because it's all part of it. We're all connected. We have the top and bottom, the inside and out. So when you're looking at one aspect of your life, no matter how you're looking at it, no matter where you see it, you are definitely, definitely looking at a gift from the Earth. You can look at each other, and you can be grateful. That's giving gratitude to Mother Earth, because you're giving gratitude to all of the energies that inhabit the planet, all the energies that inhabit the planet. And it's a miraculous and wonderful thing when you imagine or sense or experience, however that terminology is going to work for you, that because we are all on the same planet, even though we may be hundreds of miles away from each other, thousands and tens of thousands of miles away from each other, we really are all standing on the earthly body of one particular breathing, living entity. You know, Mother Earth is alive. She's alive in ways that we would not realize are exactly the same as us. She's alive in ways that would make us laugh, show us humility, give us strength, bring us to a deeper connection of self, and the whole time, just because that is her role, she's just there. It's not like you have to pay a toll to be here. You're here. You are part of this great, wonderful, beautiful, breathing, amazing planet. So attitude of gratitude for where you are, what you have, how you can make it better. Well, you know, there are a lot of debates going on, and we're not going to get into that because, to me, there is no debate. How you make your world better, how you make life on this planet better, is to be in gratitude. Gratitude in the feeling of, in the ownership of, in the expression of gratitude. That is, honest and truly, probably the greatest movement, the greatest, what's the word I want to say, the greatest connection of all peoples together. You don't need picket signs. You don't need anger. In fact, that doesn't work. When you go out and you start fighting against all the things you believe are injustices, the things that you don't see as right about this world, and you start fighting against them in the name of love of the planet, you're not being grateful. You're being angry. And that energy is going out into the world, and we stand on the ground with our anger, and we stamp our feet, and we raise our signs, and we raise our voices, and we say, this has got to change. Well, the sad thing is that what we send out magnifies, and it gets larger and larger and larger. So if you have one person doing it, it's going to magnify tenfold from that person. But if you have 10,000 people doing it, it's immeasurable. Now, granted, when you're outside talking, vocalizing, you're giving off carbon dioxide, and the trees and the plants need that, and that's a wonderful thing, and they're giving you back oxygen. But it's hard for us to see the beauty and the joy of the simple gift of reciprocity that comes between us and nature by us breathing in and exhaling and nature breathing in and exhaling. It's hard to recognize that when you're angry about anything. It's hard to recognize that when you're upset, frustrated, hurt, feeling like you're in pain. You're cutting yourself off from the supply that is so, how can I phrase this? It is so who you are. The supply of love is who you are. Open yourself up to that love that comes from Earth. Open yourself up to that love that comes from all life around you. Think less about the wrong and embrace more about the right. think less about your anger and embrace the gratitude. If everybody did that every single day of their lives, Earth Day would be every day. Earth Day would be every day. It's impossible to get different results when everybody is sending out that same incredible energy. And people will say, well, gee, Annette, that doesn't work. Well, how do you know? Have we ever done it? And the answer is no, we haven't, as a collective of over 9 billion people on the planet. So here we are, 45 years into the making of the official holiday, if you want to call it that. I like to call it fun day, celebration day, known as Earth Day. And as we move forward, another 45 years, making it 90, because let's think, if 45 years from now I'll be the 90th, then that means 55 years from now I'll be the 100th. Wouldn't it be fantastic if there never had to be just one major celebration, that sometime within the next 55 years we got it and Earth Day was every single day and we didn't make this great big to-do about it one day out of the year, but we made a very conscientious, peace-filled, loving, inside-out, we started inside, we send it out, energy of an attitude of gratitude for the Earth and all that it has offered us, provided us, and given us. If we started that right here on this 45th anniversary of the original idea of Earth Day, 45 years from now, people will say, I'm just so happy and grateful, and life is so wonderful and magnificent. And they will remember that 45 years earlier, we started a new movement towards making Earth Day every single day of the year, making our attitude of loving the Earth and loving ourselves for being part of the Earth every single day. They'll look back at the 45th anniversary of Earth Day and people will say, you know, that's the day when it all really started for me. That's the day when it all really started for you. That's the day when it all really kicked in, made sense. We took ownership of it. We embraced it. And we turned this Earth Day into the gratitude way. And we made such a difference that this entire planet is just beaming and bringing forth its glory and its beauty in ways we have yet to possibly imagine, in ways that we have yet to possibly allow her to do. So on this Earth Day of 2015, you living in your attitude of gratitude is going to be the best gift, the best way that you can say thank you and I love you to your mother. You're standing right here. You're right here on her, Mother Earth. You're putting that energy out, and she's drinking it in. You become the beautiful corsage that graces her bosom. Watch and see. You watch and see what beautiful and wonderful energy she gives back. Thank you so much for allowing yourself to consider, to own, to be a part of the attitude of gratitude, to be grateful for all that we have here on this earth, to be grateful for the earth herself. And I thank you for sharing that energy because I can feel it coming from you. I can feel it coming from you, and I embrace it. And I embrace the fact that you embrace this program, finding us on blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower, as well as finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/perspectivepower. And the award-winning artist David Martinka, well, you're finding his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and you definitely want to check out his Legends of Time 2, Inner Peace, brand new CD that just came out. I have it sitting right here, and it is marvelous, very calming, very soothing, very much helping you to connect and ground to Mother Earth. And what a better, no better present to give yourself here on this Earth Day 2015. And we know that you'll tune in every Wednesday live, 8 a.m. Eastern, here on the Perspective Power Radio Network, and grace us each week.